from. Shocking so much, you think I'm using a stun gun. I hold a title, cause I'm a cool champ. If rap was money, you'd be rated as a food stamp. You try to boast and toast, you go by what name? You can't get with finesse, you're just chump change. You couldn't cut it even if you had a hacksaw. You're just a rat that I'll lay the trap for. Cause records get mixed up, foes get ripped up. If a mic was a freak, I get my tips up so girls don't sleep. Don't even doze off. I'm good with a mic, plus I'm good with my clothes off. And I'm no joke, far from a slowpoke. I school of young bucks, plus school of old folks. I got stamina, lyrical examiner. Mop and sweep up rappers just like a janitor. Law finesse parallel to no other. The smooth lover, and also the
shake their thing. Rappers can dance, sing, and shake their thing at the same time, but can't rhyme. Rappers can dance, sing, and shake their thing. Rappers can dance, sing, and shake their thing. Rappers can dance, sing, and rappers can dance, sing, and rappers can dance, sing, and shake their thing at the same time, but can't rhyme. They probably think that as long as they're getting paid, they can sleep in the shade, but they'll fall like a cascade. While I drop skills over drum fills, they'll try to pick up some and still sound slump. Cause they didn't learn the fundamentals in this, and I insist that they get dissed for fraud. Their weak rap tunes keep me bored, sore due to the type of bullshit they record. Hey, and I make them concentrate on the songs I create, and kids can't wait to get their fork, knife, and plate, so they can chew what I serve with the nerve to call themselves real, but I know the deal. So I just place all their cards on the trap, tell them to cut the crap. Now let's rap.
Doing. Can you see?
Clip it to the guns, got grazed in the arm. One slug hit my son, he was bleeding. From the head, I couldn't believe it. We was defeated. If it was the case, I couldn't beat it. Felt like crying.
The temperature's rising.
I saw my man helpless, damn near on the verge of dying. So to be, I'm half the iron. Kids, you ain't lying. I went to stash the murder weapon. Plus, I'm relying on the door to be open. Growing in the building is a trap. Police fucking at me. They tried to twist my tone back. Jetted up the staircase to the third floor. Reached behind the sink, throw the heater on the floor. Locked the door. Police grabbed me up and tried to break my jaw. Said, where's the gun we saw? We know you was there at the homicide scene. And if it wasn't you, it was somebody from the team. From the cradle to the grave.
So I set up a shop. Hey yo, my man from the ninth floor with the mixer and the turntables is at the door. So hurry up, cause my mom's coming home soon. Every order flavor in my crew was in my living room. Big Tassy, Swift, Slim, Goody, baby, Vaughn, Primo, Black, and Jim Sean. Ice cold 40s, bags of bamboo. Everything is hooked up now, so what you wanna do?
Showtime, 9 o'clock. The abs back with a whole bunch of front nets. Then the project rats, me, Jay Bourne.
Against the number one, holding down the position. Crush the competition with the limited edition. Heavy caliber rhyme, shooting down your peace sign. The war's on for real. Run, grab your shield, yo meth. Take the steel and let these cats know the deal.
Style blazing, iron lung on this collaboration. Money for the taking, I ain't sweating confrontation. With PR, we be the men's of tomorrow. Masked up, licensed to kill. Bringing the horror to your house like Amityville. Keeping it molding real, niggas ain't supposed to feel. Hot nicks, you know the deal. If you read the resume, gives a fuck what niggas say. Tim Boots to pave the way. Here I come to save the day. Yeah, stop the fucking prep. Transform the Mr. Map. See that logo on my chest? Save a damsel in distress. Hot shit in the song. Gotta get until it's gone. Kids wanna get it on. Get smacked up and shit. Ride till you prove me wrong. Think you can do me, huh? Can't we all just get along in this modern Babylon? Dueling with my nemesis, laying down laws. Don't start if you can't finish it. I'm telling you, Paul, got the power of a media shower. Coming down on all you cowards, tricking your funds and sniffing powders. Here we come, straight from the slums. Dynamic duo, son, Ghost Rider, Jonathan, and Soul Brother number one.
Sending this one out to my man, Matt, yeah. Pete Rock, Hellman,
half amazing.
Unique. Check it out. Check it out.
Thank you, CIUT supporters, for your generous contributions during our Spring Friends of 89.5 membership drive. Your support means everything to us, and to show you our thanks, with the help of our sponsors, we have some great grand prizes for our grand prize draws. All you have to do is get your pledges paid by May 29th, and you'll be entered into the draws to win a Norco Scorcher bike, courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, a one-year membership to Hard House Athletics, an arts and culture prize pack that includes a pair of tickets to see Pink Martini at Massey Hall, dinner for two at Southern Accent, VIP passes to the Bloor Cinema, and more. Don't procrastinate. Get your pledge in today. For more info, go to www.ciut.fm.
Yeah. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
My style is like stylistic endeavors.
Yes, a definite favorite of Stylistic Endeavors. Talking over it right now. Crazy. Oh, we ran a lot of great tunes in the last set. We got that four turntable friggin'. Yo, it's like some gym teacher motivation back there with Ricochet and Therapy right now.
We got a card going on. Instrumentals in two.
These guys are they're into it, man. I'm loving it. Transitions are crazy right now. So, you know, we're dropping all kinds of on-the-fly remixes. Real good vibes, man. Having a lot of fun. I don't see any guests here right now. So what I'm going to do is read off the interweb and tell you about this event coming up Saturday, May 23rd, which in my calendar would seem to be tomorrow. Make It Funky, 4-year anniversary bash at the Revival, 783 College Street West, right at Crawford there, actually right by Shaw. DJ Newmark from Jurassic 5 and the Blend Crafters represent LA, coming out to represent for the God Make Me Funky crew. 8-piece funk sensation is back and ready to celebrate 4 years of making it funky, smelly, nasty, and dirty. DJs Big League Chew and Farbzy with a birthday set versus Sun Predictable gonna be in the house. And if you haven't copped a ticket yet, you better do so, because there's $20 in advance. You can get them at Slinky Music, Moog Audio on Queen Street West. Get them at Soundscape, Shanti Baba, Platy Record, Rotate This, and the Sonic Temple. Doors open at 10 p.m. tomorrow. 19 plus ID is a must. All you little kiddies, definitely come correct, so you're going to get booted out. All right, looks like a good vibe, man, so go represent that. And if someone happens to come by Stylistic and plug that a little later on, it's all good. Aight. And also, you've got things I haven't bigged up in a minute, but I know DJ Faye is doing his Fort Worth Jam still on Tuesdays, so go check that out at the Wrong Bar right there at Queen and Lansdowne area. Good vibes. Absolutely free. A lot of different events going on at that spot every Tuesday. Definitely a good vibe. And that's about that. It's so hot up in here, I don't even have the energy to talk, open my mouth, and let out the constant array of wonderful verbiage that usually happens on a Friday night. But yo, Sweet Touchers, are you ready to touch it up again with DJ Faze for turntable action? In the spirit and history of, history now, we're not going to say that. We're going to say factual evidence that the Power Move show was the illest show, one of the illest shows in the whole of North America. So we're going to represent with that four turntable action right now. DJ Faze, Sweet Touch, shout out to DJ Sirius, shout out to my man Planet P, DJ Grouch, what up, DJ Eloquence, what up, Fatski, what up, Adversary, Sporadic, the whole Campex, what up. Rise in progress to my man Boomatic, Stylistic Endeavors, 89.5 FM, CIUT.FM on the internet. Rogers Digital 946 if you're so inclined to watch a blue screen and listen to music. Let's go, baby. You know how we do. 416-946-7000. Duh.
Explanation of the funk essential trapped in my brain. Couldn't do it, make me wonder how a bro maintain. Got MCs front and total masquerade. Screaming toast, had to touch him up with my blade. Cut his cord, brother still falling to this day. And all his face say is why it have to be this way. Fire center the culture, make me pop you like a vulture. Amplify my mic and let the rhyme take the clutcher. The range of the rhythm with some boom boom cat. Not enough to break your back, just so you react. My counteract, my counterpart. Taking your heart, you made a move to pull my plug. That ass got sparked. All I seeing and knowing is my business, and I divide to multiply and give thanks to Most High. 24/7, brothers got to make a living. Overcome the odds is the only decision. Cast light upon with your third eye vision. Slip up in the brain, raise a sharp incision. Streets full of clowns trying to rob your pot. When the herd come knocking, send them home with a knock. I got my house pumped. Crunch your pride with my luck. Coming soft to the hole or get your whole game stuck. As we sway the dance hall from heaven to hell. As the sun do shine, JB's rock well.
I got so much funk and shit inside my brain. But I couldn't explain.
Let me show you what I got.
Scorch you to my innermost thoughts. Dreams of fighting for my freedom in the most high courts, where jump shots get blocked and dreams get shattered. And when the day turns night, souls get bruised and battered. Cheap labor for a favor from your cotton picking neighbor. Got to work your ass off just to show you got flavor. Lifesavers won't help you when you're breaking your back. And Uncle Sam keep talking about raising his tax. I look in heaven and see myself rolling a 7 or 11 so I can recoup this through.
The combat boots, digging through scoops of razors for the juice. Saddles I'm blazing, so amazing like Luther. Everyday Joe, but not bazooka. I used to be a hooper, but now I choose to shoot a free flow. Me go with me amigo to see the man in Chico, the Lego Alieno. I bow the instrumentals like Jack. I be like Nimbo, never gentle to a bimbo. Not just sex symbols to say that's all stuff of the Care Bear. The way I freak the funk, the monks be saying hell yeah. Correction, hell yes. Oh, folks wanna fess on how I walk, talk, and dress. They say my life's a mess, but I'm straight. Are you straight? If you straight, then I'm straight. Rock me tonight, just for old time's sake.
People.
Yo, lost your
generation. Fast-paced nation, world population confront their frustration. The principles of true hip-hop have been forsaken. It's all contractual and about money-making. Pretend to be cats, don't seem to know their limitation. Exact replication and false representation. You wanna be a man, then stand your own. To MC requires skills, I demand some shown. I let the frauds keep fronting and roam like a cellular phone. Far from home, giving crowds what they wanting. Official hip-hop consumption, the fifth thumping. Keeping your party jumping with an original something. Yo, I dedicate this to the one dimension now. No imagination, excuse for perpetration. My man came over and said, Joe, we thought we heard you. Joke's on you, you heard a biting ass crew, but love and hatred, the game is ill-natured, it's nothing sacred. And yo, it's funny what I see some rap niggas do to make it. A few will blow up or go as far as they can take it. My 9 to 5 is just to hit you, get the party live. I'm Black Thought, used to rap for sport. Now the rhyme's saying rent, pay, and life support. I take it very seriously within this industry. It's various crews that try to touch me, but I come with the beautiful things, and I bless the track lushly. Around the world, crowds love me from doing tours. Recipient of applause from all of you and yours. Creator of original sounds that's in the stores you take home to absorb and sweat it out your pores. Now who can stop the music running through these veins? Infinitely go against the grain. That's why my motto is to
never do.
Some loving, Pete Rock, CL Smooth. On the remix, on the remix, the remix, the remix.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Linden Boulevard, represent, represent, Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, Zen. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president. Step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC Short and Black, there ain't no other. Trini born black like me, your longs grass. Tipping shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since being the hot to a duck. The hide of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens in the house, represent, represent, zen. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zen. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a red print. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zen. Here we go, here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicked like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers, don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the task. Vaz will up on the pitch, curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked, just move while I latch it. Right, right. Now I must move with the quickness. Here comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Town starting mad truck. Fade the hard rock, we break your block down the front. Perform a construction like a storm when we rush. Raise a cane, hip shots, graze your brain. It's ripping down like thunder pound. Make a brother wonder now what other ill shit lies underground. You got more if you want more digging. But you got to be hardcore to get with it. As a youth, some call me tone, some call me dark. Now they call me steel cause I'm rough to the bone now. You don't believe me, G, check my apparel. Dress cold as bowls, feel a cold barrel. Up to all my clock strong troops and they move. True to the game, staying true to they group. That's how we choose to remain. Plus we just can't change and we won't change. Still stay the same.
Ooh,
my pocket. Yo, where's my knot? It follows me into the spot, compelling. Go check the dread, and yes, he's herb selling. Up and out the gate, I'm a potential felon. Ism is smelling like I ain't even telling. Channel 1-2, I'm smashing the law. Channel 3, I make a run to the store. Channel 4, leave the store with the Philly, cuz I spark the ism. I'm off the channel live.
Wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herb, which loosens up the nouns, metaphors, and verbs. And adjectives, ain't it magic, kid, what I'm kicking? Multi-flavor bags and sex for the picking. So listen to the ism as it talks non-stop. Hawaiian when I'm rhyming, but so is the chocolate tie. Now the high starts to settle, kicking fat lyrics that rocks like heavy metal.
I'm coming out in odds with the slip I said. See, when I speak, big up Matt, hello and Malik, like John Lennon. Yes, I'm ICM and I start grinning, then syllables start bending. My style is untangible, like a wild animal. Check the label as it goes round, it's on capital. That's what I'm smacking you with, cause it's easy. Like Lionel Richie, your whole style is bitchy. Switch me, mix me, somebody hit me. Don't let me rip out my clothes like Bill Bixby. Ripping a microphone till I'm motherfucking sick. Motherfucking sick in the India with an India with an India.
Everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the weight. Tons of guns, everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the weight. Tons of guns, everybody's getting. Tons of guns, everybody's getting. Tons of guns, everybody's getting. Tons of guns, everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the guy. Tons of guns, real easy to get. Tons of guns, nothing but death. Tons of guns are in the streets nowadays. It's big money, and you know crime pays. Check your nearest overpopulated ghetto. They greet you with a pistol, not trying to say hello. Mad kids pack, cause the neighborhood's like that. Want some shit that's fat, catch a victim to a stick. Kids pulling triggers, niggas killing niggas. 5-0, they sit and wait and tally death toll figures. It's crazy, there ain't no time to really chill. Jealous motherfuckers always wanna act ill. 22s, 25s, 44s, 45s, Mac 11s, AKs, taking mad lives. What the fuck you gonna do in a situation? It's like you need to have steel just to feel relaxation. Tons of guns.
Mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Ready?
Dear Lord, I wonder can you save me?
I
trying to keep me calm.
Give me the deal, God, I wonder can you save me?
When I do my mind, so I'm gonna
ride. Give me the deal, God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, I can't die, I can't die, I can't die.
Stylistic, we live.
Hard Rock Brooklyn kids, us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man. Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why's it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that,
so cool, so cool, so cool.
Just to live.
Static selector.
Yeah.
Mo Pays.
Yeah.
Show off.
Yo, that.
Bang. Big shot on the East Coast. I'm
ultra.
The flow is magnetic. And y'all prosthetic. Don't sleep cause I'm jumbo. I got a hook like Lennox. You get your with it. With it. Quick split it. The fuck up like J-Lo and Ben Athletic. And I ain't athletic. I bring it to your front door like FedEx. Drop two shots off. Too many killers in the house, take a day off. Everybody's a baller, what the f*** is this, the playoff? Nah, this is New Jack City.
Can't quit
it, claim it, for really, it's fizzy. You know it's killers in the house. I got Brooklyn with me, so chill. Or they gon' put your f*** on chillin'. Let's have the homies get down, you feel me? Cause we just
living, just enough.
Yeah.
Oh. Living, just for the city.
Yeah.
Living, just enough.
Okay.
Living, just for the city.
Yeah, yo. Bullets, gun smoking, residue. Leave me the f*** alone, that's what you better do. Funeral, stay on schedule. And I don't even care about the charges if they ain't federal. Get a call home, something happened. Big chrome clapping, way before ringtone rapping. Left Holmes with half his dome in a napkin for saying what's popping when he asked him what's cracking. The OGs is getting money and relaxing. Some fronting, some is looking for action. But it's not the season, can't stop the heathen. Wearing all this tight shit to stop the bleeding. Violate me, when you die, we even. When it's rap well, run dry, we thieving. Living rich or living poor, still be living raw. As long as you know what I'm living for.
Living,
what?
Just enough.
Yeah.
Living,
yeah.
Just for the city.
Right, right, right.
Living,
right,
living,
right.
Living,
gates,
just
gates.
Enough.
It's how it's going down.
Just
Static Selector. What up?
Stylistic, baby. We back in the house. Definitely a packed house today. Dope, dope show. Loving the four turntable action. That's when you get to take chances and all kinds of magic happens. Like I said, shout out to the Power Move crew from back in the days. Trying to do a little hail up to that, you know. And speaking of DJs, boom, boom, boom. We pass it right over to to my man, Big Click in the house. That's right.
Sound that snaps. Check. That snaps right there for like the power move and for the stylistics and for the sound check and all the shows that are being laying it down from times, you know?
So, yo, this Stylist Awards coming up. What year are we in now? This is actually becoming a big thing.
This is the fourth year, dude. I don't even feel like it's 4 years. Hey, Face, I was like, dang. Yeah, man, 4 years.
And are we in the same location up by Young and Eglinton, or are we switching it up?
We going big time. We going big time, fool. Yeah, no, we going to the Queen Elizabeth Theater this year.
Crazy.
We taking it up a step. You know what I mean? It's just every year, it's the support and the love is being really great. And I hate having to, like, you know, tell people, hey, sorry, can't get you a ticket. We're sold out. You know what I mean? So this year we decided let's take it to a bigger venue and a big stage. And I'm really excited about the venue and just the whole nine yards, you know?
And that's the actual award show itself. There's a whole weekend leading up to the proceedings.
Yeah, which we started the festival 3 years ago. So the festival now is more like, you know, we align ourselves with some players in the scene and just do different parties. And we did we started a conference last year.
Crazy.
That was great. And we do a special VIP mix and mingle for the DJs and a game show. It's just a lot of cool things that I think the city needed and the country needed.
Yeah,
you know?
Speaking to DJs across the country, they have a real vested interest in coming down, networking with other people, feeling validated about their craft, because not always on a college level or commercial level do they get to come together and build with each other.
Well, that, you know, you nailed it right there. I mean, the biggest thing is that the fact that it's not just like, you know, a club, you know, jigged out cat playing club mainstream records, but you also have dudes that play like, you know, the underground boom bap records or the break records, or, you know, diversity is really the cool thing that you see, is when you see certain guys sitting beside each other, it's like, yo, they don't play at all the same ish, you know what I mean? So that's really cool, you know? But I really wanted to just come today just to, you know, show the love as always. I don't come here enough like I used to back in the day, but just, you know, let everybody know about the conference that we're doing, because I'm excited about what we've been doing with this conference.
Let them know.
The conference is next Saturday, May the 30th, and we have basically one panel that we're doing this year called the Business Fundamental Workshop. And the whole premises of that is basically just showing people, you know, from some established people in the industry on how to start a business, how to, you know, basically execute your proper business, how to, you know, have the structure and foundation to, you know, build a career and longevity. And that's being, if you're a DJ, if you're an artist, being independent or trying to do a label, if you're trying to, you know, get in the entertainment field in some shape or form. And then our big one-on-one interview with OTA Live is DJ Drama. The fact that he's a guy who's, you know, come from the mixtape game to being signed, being an artist, and just coming all the different levels that he's on, I'm sure he can shed a lot of light on, you know, how he's got there, and maybe, you know, give some people some tools that they can walk away with. And then lastly, we have this thing called the one-on-ones. It's kind of like a marrying of speed dating and networking, you know? So we have 10 major players, from publicists to lawyers to accountants to DJs, you name it, in one room. And this is an opportunity, if you're interested in tapping these guys' skulls to see what they got, you got like 5-10 minutes to sit down and say, hey, this is what I need a little info on, and then bounce to the next person that you want to speak to on your one-on-one. So if you're interested in that stuff, log on to stylistgroup.ca. It starts with a DJ, and that's really what it is. It's all about the DJ, the foundation, and if the artists don't understand that, they need to do their homework. You know what I'm saying? Because
I'm telling you,
especially in this country, I mean, you know, the reason why I got involved with something like this is because we need an outlet and a resource, and the DJs are the main ones for us to get our music heard. I mean, be it college radio, be it, you know, the limited resources that we have in this country for mainstream play, the DJs is really the outlook that we have to really get it heard. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's $10. It's at Home, which is at 117 Peter Street, Toronto. The doors open at 1:30. The first panel starts at 2:00, and that's what it is. And for any other, you know, goodness, that you want to know about the Stylist, you know, weekend starts on Friday, ends on Monday, the awards, and that's what it is.
Crazy. And it's a changing music game out there too. So I'm sure there's a lot of people who are going to be speaking with updated information to tell people how to sort of deal with that, you know what I mean, and from an industry perspective. So you really need to come, and if you have that old perspective, you might want to shape it up a little bit and do a little alteration to that so you can get in tune with what's really going on, and that's what Stylist is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take out too much money at a time. I just want to tell people, like, this isn't just, I feel we're in the best position ever right now, you know what I mean, when it comes to our own in this country. There's a lot of great music. There's a lot of big buzz going on around our artists. The most important thing is, if you really want to, you know, take it to a step further, get your business right. And this conference is all about that. Don't come there with the egos thinking, well, I got a hot joint and everybody's paying attention to me. Yo, you know, if you ain't got a lawyer, if you ain't got an accountant, if you ain't got all the pieces of the puzzle to make your business strong, you need to be there. It's what it is.
Cool. That's true words from your man, Click. I also want to shout out your lovely bride, Saida, you know, a good friend of mine. Definitely great peoples. So thank you for coming down, blessing the show.
Thank you.
Check out stylistgroup.ca for all your information. Any last shout-outs, my friend?
I just want to shout out all the DJs nominated and all the DJs that aren't nominated. Just people that are, like, you know, putting it down on a regular. And just shout out all the, everybody just trying to make some moves. And just remember, like, it takes more than one to make something strong. You know what I mean? So this is an opportunity for everybody to come together and build the blocks that's needed to build our own city. You know what I mean?
All right, bless up, fam.
All right, dude.
One. Yeah, man. So go check out my man Clickety Click and the whole Stylist Awards. It is going to be a big event, stylistgroup.ca. You've got a whole bunch of proceedings going on. We're going to get into a cart and play a special tune and come back with a real special guest on Stylistic. All the guests are special. It's a good vibe today. Pack house. We even got my man Vandal all the way from Parts Unknown. He's going to tell us way later in the show. Shout out my man. And Double Soul, big, big ups. Toronto represented lovely. All right, let's do it.
Do you take Rhymolingo to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Sometimes you be my number five, sometimes you be my 22. But I'm screwed and I'm sick, cause little rhyme is true. I can't wait to say I do, and all your honey dips, I'm through. I got my chariot rolling, now I'm out controlling. Got some spunk in my bunk, I can't wait to put some soul in. We're rolling all strikes, we're having little fights. One is little Mike, the other's like, I'm sure that you would like to hold them, or maybe stroll them on their little bikes when they're born. I'm the swan to bring them up right, you know. Dope is how I breed them, beats is what I feed them. They'll be healthy like a health nut, I'm sure you shake your butt.
Keep the verse, preacher.
And I won't disperse, here's my life, Rhyme Melinda. End up a better or for worse.
Sag me, dropping so much damn, I gotta slam it down my mouth. Shut, I met a slut, she put me in the rutgie with the dip that was down with me from the home front. Now front me never too cool, however, I gotta get the bread, gotta get the butter, fix it up, eat it down, throw it in the gutter.
Creamed it,
sour,
creamed it,
got a skinny dipped into her ass as if it was a pool of water. Now the water's getting hotter, so I bought her a new ring. Maybe a love ballad is a song I sing. I got her, kiss her at my tongue, I hope before I curse. If you really want me, bitch, take me for better or for worse.
A button,
a button, a button. Oh, come on,
you can't eat with
you.
awaken. Your brain cells, I will be licking.
I'm gonna call the cops, okay? Quit
you
fucking around.
So intelligent. Yes. You trusted me. Now I busted
me. Who is this? What are you doing? Top why are you calling me?
You thought the date was going to be dull? A little very exciting. I took your fingers, then I started biting. And then I scraped the meat off the bone of your neck. You tried to make me beg, but I had to insist. I had to insist.
Big shout outs to my man Click telling you about the Stylist Awards. Didn't let you know that Stylistic Endeavors nominated for our College Radio Show of the Year, so we're gonna be down there. A few representatives will be checking out the proceedings, you know what I mean? Should be a good time. We just heard a tune by my man. I ain't gonna tell you yet. I'm gonna bring him up right now to surprise the people.
Bring him out.
Crazy.
Of course, it's the producer of T.I.'s latest banger. My man.
Uncle New.
Yeah. Who you be, player? Let the people know.
My name is DJ Newmark.
That's right. Kiddies out there.
Hey, that's my turn, man. You say kiddies, too? Did you say kiddies?
I just pulled it out of the bag once.
I like
not,
that, man.
It's not like a steady thing, you know?
Oh, it's okay. You should make it. You should put it in your repertoire for future endeavors.
That's my man Newmark, man, of Jurassic 5 fame, of, you know, production fame, DJ fame, and in Toronto, man, for a real big party. And we just ran a joint of yours. Let the people know what that remix was right there.
Yeah, well, basically, Delicious Vinyl is kind of reissuing some of the catalog, and they asked me what song I wanted to remix from the Far Side, so I picked For Better or For Worse, got the multi-tracks, and remixed it.
That is a there huge is. Joint right there.
Thank
and,
you.
And combined with the new Flaves brought something definitely new to the mix right there. Delicious Vinyl.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, man. They just signed Illa J, JD's brother.
Crazy. Yeah, we've been running a joint of his, the Air Signs, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the homie. Stuff. Shout out to Illa J.
No doubt. So, family, you up here for a DJ gig?
Yes.
And doing a little mixing and rinsing. You've been a DJ for a long period of time.
Yeah, man.
Definitely been sharp with the skills and a live show DJ with Jurassic, of course. When you play your own stuff, what is the vibe like? What can people expect? Is it an eclectic array of music?
Well, I do two types of shows right now. The show that I'll be doing tomorrow night, I'll be rocking funk, hip-hop, Brazilian, anything warm and funky, that's like my vibe, you know? Even swing stuff, you know? If it's warm, I'll rock it. But, yeah, man, and I just get into mixes, you know, the way I like, and, you know, I don't let things play too long, and I cut a little bit, and I got a lot of rare records to share with the people, and, yeah, I just give them a slice of Uncle New on stage, that's it.
And my man FaZe was saying he went digging with you one time, definitely astute.
Okay.
With the breaks.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? People can expect a whole batch of tunes they never heard, man. I mean...
Yeah, well, you know, I try not to get too crazy with it, but, you know, it depends what the vibe is, you know. The first 10 songs, I kind of test the crowd, see where their heads are at. If they want deeper stuff, I can kind of tell. And if they want something a little lighter, then I can also tell because they ain't feeling what I'm playing. But, no, I got all kinds of stuff, man. And I just love playing for people.
And how much of your own production do you throw into the mix or Jurassic stuff or different type of tunes?
You know, it varies, man. Like the last show I did in LA, you know, I played just one, but then the gig before that, I played like four or five of them. So it depends how I feel because I'm most critical of my own stuff. And so I like to take the time to play other people's music, really. You know what I'm saying? Because I spend so much time in the studio hearing my own stuff that I just, it's kind of a break from the studio, I gotta be honest.
That's true. And with your own vibe of production, where does it kind of fit into your DJing set? Is it...
I mean, I take the same ethic when I make beats as I do when I step out and play, you know, a gig for somebody, you know. I try to keep it, you know, with a lot of pocket, and I try to keep it simple in some respects and not too cluttered. So, I mean, I think some of the same rules apply, although they're two very different types of creating music. I will say that, like, playing for an audience, you know, you have to kind of, I don't want to say dumb things down, but you got to kind of work with the audience a little bit. You got to kind of look into their eyes and see what they're feeling and, you know, be a part of what they're feeling. In the studio, you know, you just focus on that idea you're trying to get across, you know, trying to get it as clean as possible, everything mixed properly and tight. Whereas live, it could be a little clumsy as long as it's a big idea. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what we've been trying to emulate, that with the four turntable setup,
right,
here.
Right.
Get that spontaneity going on.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
giving that vibe. So, yeah, man, we really look forward to the show tomorrow night. We also got my virgin here. We're going to talk to you a little more in a sec. But my man, are you from God Made Me Funky?
Actually, no. I'm with Make It Funky, the promotion company.
Nice.
And I just wanted to shout out... that word. We got Newmark and God Made Me Funky tomorrow night at Revival. It got lots of press, and we're really excited about this, is because this is the fourth anniversary of the Make It Funky collective project, and we've been on a whirlwind voyage of bringing the best of breakbeat to Toronto, and that's like bringing people like African Bambaataa, bringing the Herbalizer, bringing Crafty Cuts, A Skills, Matt the Alien, Scratch Bastard, Small Town DJs, the West Coast, the East Coast crew, and we just love it, and our crew just loves to come out and dance, and we hope some of you guys come out tomorrow night at Revival for DJ Newmark, the Make It Funky Collective, and God Made Me Funky. It's going to be a big throwdown.
Yo, that sounds delicious like the vinyl, man. We're definitely going to go check out that jam. And my man, Newmark, so many projects that you're involved in, man. We were just talking briefly right here for about 30 seconds, and already my brain is overloaded with with topics right now. But you were mentioning something with television as well. Let the people know what they can expect from that realm.
Well, lately I've just been getting my hands in a lot of different projects. I'm working with Saturday Night Live right now with Andy Samberg and Yorma and Akiva on, I don't know if anybody's seen the Lonely Island records.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, am I allowed to curse on this station, man? Well,
I mean,
the D in the Box record and the J in My Pants record. Like, I'm part of that album. I did two beats on that album. So it was a lot of fun working with them in like a big difference from what I'm used to working on, you know what I'm saying? Because it's comedy, but they're very professional in the studio, and it was a trip to watch them write a funny hook over my own beat, you know, just bugging out. So that's the latest greatest. And aside from that, I did something on DJ Revolution's album in LA from the Wake Up Show. You heard the Far Side remix I just did, working with Feral Munch and these kids out of Australia called Hilltop Hoods for Hilltop Hoods album. So that kept me busy. It's keeping me busy. I'm still mixing it. And what else? Working on my own record. I'm about 4 or 5 songs in, doing another joint with Jay Live.
Yeah, that one was got a lot of roll on this show.
Yeah.
Definitely a good vibe.
Did a really dope joint with Bumpy Knuckles.
Yes.
Working with...
He was going hard at Rakim lately.
I got something with that, a little bit of that on it too. Did a song with Quantic from Quantic Soul Orchestra. Doing something with Illa J. God, who else? There's a lot going on, man. I feel like I'm missing somebody important.
And what are the, like, because
Charlie Tuna. I'm doing something with Charlie Tuna's new album. Who's about to drop 23rd June.
That had to go on for all the Jurassic 5 fans
out
there.
That's what's up.
For the people that don't know the dynamic of artist to artist or artist to producer, because a lot of them are just fans who listen in and enjoy the music, what are the different type of dynamics you get with the artist? Is it like there's a reverence from some people, or there's just like a everyday situation? Like, what's up with the vibe?
You talking about when I meet up with vocalists? You talking about like MCs in general?
Yeah, with MCs.
Are you asking me what the difference between the DJ and the MC is, my man?
No, not really. I'm just asking what the
difference. That's a whole nother show. We'll be here all night. I'll grab the J.
No, more like a professional relationship, because people, you know, they have their own work environments,
you know,
and things like that, but it's not really music based.
It's for me, like working on my record right now, it's nice because I'm used to dealing with just J5 and dealing with the core group and knowing everybody's personality. But when you're meeting someone new and you're in the studio with them collaborating, you still have to kind of get comfortable with what they're comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You have to go through a very fast learning curve with them. At the same time, it's very exciting. You know what I'm saying? When you're with the same group, you guys can get tired of each other for a little bit, you know, or just not want to see the person that day or whatever it is. But it's exciting. I think I'd have to sum it up into those words. It's very exciting, and you're always on your toes. There's no sleeping behind the board, that's for sure.
And do you feel comfortable enough to, like, give your advice on verses and sort of if you want a man to, like, shape up his verse a little?
I always do that. I always do that just because, you know what, you got one shot at life, man. And even if, you know, like, even when Big Daddy Kane was in my studio recording, I said, hey, can we try this? Can we, you know, you got one shot, man. And at the end of the day, it's your production that's, you know, going to be looked upon like, New fell short there. Or, you know, oh, he should have had him re-kick that verse. You know, I believe in the old school way of producing songs, like the way Quincy Jones used to do it, like where they sat with the vocalist and said, no, it needs to be delivered in this way. So, oh, I thought that was Quincy right there. I got it. I thought that was Hickey Burr for a second. I got a little hype. Yeah, you know what I mean, though, man. Like, if I'm going to be quiet and secret squirrel in the studio, there's no sense in me even collaborating. You know what I mean? And if they catch an attitude, well, that's not my problem, right?
And maybe even working in the group environment helped out with that.
Definitely.
That communication
aspect. Oh, no, that was boot camp for me. J5 was boot camp for sure.
That's dope, man. Well, you can catch all these vibes wrapped up into one tomorrow night. And with the, lastly, with the Andy Samberg thing, like, they're not that bad. Like, Lonely
it's
Island.
It's hilarious, yo.
They're listenable songs.
No, dude, that album, that album is funny, yo. It's worth money. I'm not even playing it. I'm not just saying because I got songs on there. It's funny. These guys can write some funny stuff. Like, the reggae joint is hilarious, and the joint they got with Jack Black is the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
I think I saw, like, I don't know if it was the same, but there was, like, a White Dread parody on the
That's the one I'm talking about. Ross Trent. Ross Trent is my joint, yo. They start off. That's Ross Trent.
So look,
no, I didn't do that.
Out for the Ross Trent joint. That is going to be phenomenal. I was actually searching on YouTube for the leak or something. I couldn't even get
You
that.
Can usually find it on SNL's site. But that's YouTube, dope. They take them off.
So what joints were you actively a part of? Like, what was
I did a song called Punch You in the Jeans. Okay. I did a song called Old Saloon, which is like a bar fight going down on the microphone, basically. Those dudes are on one. I love it. It was a good change of pace.
That's crazy, man. That's your man, DJ Newmark. Thanks so much for the insights, man.
Thanks for having me. Come out tomorrow night, man.
We're gonna try and come up in the spot. I'm gonna convince wifey to make the journey. Still,
there you go.
And my man,
I just wanted to shout out the Make It Funky Collective and all the DJs and the fans have supported this whole project for many years.
And let the people know the website one more time and where they can get advanced tickets and things of that nature.
Okay, you can get advanced tickets over at Soundscapes, Play the Record, Slinky Music, Shanti Baba, online at makeitfunky.ca as well as newfunk.ca. And I'm sure you can get some at the door because it's a big space, but we do expect it to fill up quick. And
shout out to Farbzy.
Big shout out to Farbzy. Farbzy is one of the main guys behind the whole Make It Funky project. He's spinning tonight over at the Tota Bar. We're going to go check him soon. And hang out for a bit and hopefully get to rest for tomorrow's big day.
Yep, and then we're going to go to a fetish bar after that.
Unbelievable. Leather and whips.
That's just an inside
out.
Joke, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, shout outs, my friends. Definitely for coming down. Thank you very much. We'll leave it on that note. Leave people quizzically wondering.
They say, news on some other. We got to go.
Now they're really getting
it's an inside joke.
There is
Sorry,
a funny Clay. Story about that you should quickly mention. That last time that Newmark came in town, he ended up playing at the Wicked Bar down on Queen Street. And in front of the whole stage, apparently someone had intercourse while he's scratching. And so
if you had the live DVD editing back then,
you know how we do, FaZe. You know how we do, son. I make the girls go crazy, son.
Oh gosh. Alright, yo, well, enjoy the jam tomorrow. We're gonna definitely try to check it out.
Alright, man.
One love.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Peace.
Yes, the unbelievable tales of DJ Newmark. You gotta go check it tomorrow at Revival. My man DJ FaZe, Sweet Touch Foundation on the decks. Of course, it's Stylistic Endeavors, your Friday night hip-hop fix. We're gonna go all the way to 10. I see my man Dreddy in the house. I see my man Magic in the house. Drill Squad coming up to take you all the way into your club night district enjoyable times. So we're gonna get into the tunes. 416-946-7000. Stylistic Endeavors, baby. Let's go.
In this world, there's so many breakups and broken homes. The world is so full of temptations, and it's so easy to do wrong. But I'm so glad
I just can't leave you alone, people. Gotta get up on the microphone again, because we got some special guests in the place. And I'm gonna bring them up just now on the other studio mic. Yeah, players.
Yo, yo.
Hey.
What's happening?
The bass, the basso profundo voice over there. That's my man, Vando.
Vando.
Yeah, I got.
And who else we got in the stew?
I don't know if you can hear me, but this is Cornflake Seymour.
Of course we can hear you.
You can hear me? Word, word.
Always.
This is Cornflake Seymour of Double Soul and Cryptic Souls.
Stylistic Family.
Stylistic Family and Toronto Hip Hop, basically.
And so to what do we owe this great honor of the man's them coming by the stew? Stew, stew.
I came to link up with Vandal, actually, to tell you the honest truth. Pass him some of the Double Soul vinyl so he can take it back to where he's been. And I'll let you tell him. He can tell you where he's been.
All right.
Been around the world and I still making hip hop. I don't know and I don't know why. But man, you know how we do it.
That's my man Vandal right there. If you don't know, original Cryptic Souls member, I believe.
Yep.
And shout out to Planet P. He's not in the house. Could have been a big reunion today.
Yeah, P's down the street.
P's down the street. Maybe check him a little later on. But my man Vandal's been all over. Shall we say the east side of the
South
world,
Southeast Asia in particular.
Let people know some of the destinations you hit, what the reaction's been like out there to your music.
Well, I guess over the past 10 years, I've been like kind of out that area frequently, and I kind of made it a permanent thing about 2.5 years ago. Moved out to Malaysia, spent quite a bit of time in Indonesia and Jakarta. Been over the Philippines, to Laos, to Hong Kong, Thailand, Singapore, just trying to get out across the Asian region, you know, just to feel the vibe, and then also, you know, share with people what I got coming from T-Dot.
And it's so ironic you're here now when Sirius made his Asia mission.
Yes, I know, and I missed him by one day in Hong Kong.
Oh, man. Shout out to our man Dave Yan with the game plan out there. So you had a big joint out there, KL. It was a collaboration with some rappers.
No, that one was a solo joint.
Oh, that was a solo joint. It's just the video. Like, everyone was singing the words. So I guess it's like, that's a good vibe right there.
Yeah.
Let the people know where you performed that. Was there any festivals or big shows that you did?
Well, I guess more recently we did this festival. What's it called again? I forget the name of the festival. Sunburst Music Festival.
Dope.
NERD was there. Korn. They were supposed to have... Well, the year before there was John Legend and the Roots. You know, just like we performed at F1 before Jamiroquai. Things are moving, but on the real though, I've been like doing an underground hip hop night there because there isn't really any in KL right now.
Nice.
I got a little spot. I'm DJing. Yo, yo. And then hosting it, holding it down, and I host an MC battle there. Kind of like old school Planet Mars type of thing.
Crazy. Yeah. So is it like a peaceful thing there?
Yeah, definitely peaceful. They diss each other, and then after it's all love.
That's crazy, man. It's a whole different philosophy, man. We definitely can check out the new record to take in some of that philosophy. And how do you pronounce the title of this?
Troaco. It's a short form for the rebirth of a classic obsession, which is kind of a mouthful.
So. Definitely, and you're still doing some of your own production, I see.
Yeah, I mean, on that one actually is like a couple years old. I finished it up just when I was leaving. Unfortunately, I didn't ran out of a copy of what I actually wanted to bring, which is my project that I did with these guys in Indonesia. It's called The Diplomats International, Diplo Dangerous, and it's kind of like an ethnic kind of fusion type of thing where we're fusing like traditional beats in, and then we're flipping this different styles. There's freestyles on there, there's club track, there's like this track, underground track.
So for people who can't get the physical copy while you're in town, let's give them all the web addresses and contacts where they can find all the good material.
Well, MySpace /VanDigital for my stuff, Van Digital. And then for the crew stuff, it's Dip Network, WERK with the work at the end. That's all MySpace.
Sick.
So not like anybody out there is going to remember that shit.
Hopefully people, well, but you know
what? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they will.
Maybe 7-second memory. Write it down now, folks.
if people are really interested, which I am too, in the vibes, because it's something totally different than what we have every day on the radio, you know what I mean? Get educated with it and get entertained, because my man has been a dope MC for a long time. And now you're taking the Canadian vibes all the way over there, man.
Definitely.
So it's good vibes. One more time, give the contact, because like you said, people have that slow, that short memory.
All right, for my personal stuff, it's at MySpace/VanDigital. And for the crew stuff, it's MySpace/DipNetwork with a K, W-E-R-K.
Dope. So that's my man Vandal. Much respect for coming through.
Thank you.
While you're in TO, any shout outs on the radio, if anyone you think would be listening?
Basically, big up to everybody. Like, Mac, the list could go on. I don't want to like mention one name and not like forget someone else's name, right? So big up to everybody. But just to let you know, tomorrow night at the Hotbox Cafe, we're doing a little reunion thing. Cryptic Souls, SMC, CMP. We got Laylo performing. We got SMC on the mic. We got Unknown Misery. We got Scratch Cat coming through. We got DJ Blacksmith, as well as
DJ Crates.
Crates, man.
And Big Sunny D.
And Sunny D. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Should be a good vibe. So check him out tomorrow at the Hotbox Cafe. We're going to pass it over now to my man Dreddy Max and the Drill Squad. Shouts to my man Vandal.
Respects. Peace. DO3 Phase. Stylistic Endeavors.
No doubt.
Flake, Double
Soul. Yeah. So that was a good vibe. Stylistic definitely packed today. We're going to get into it with your man Dreddy Maximum. Drill Squad going to take you all the way until you want to go to sleep because you've been banged in the head so hard with the tunes. All right, we're going to pass it on. Shouts to DJ FaZe. Shouts to Sweet Touch Foundation. And we all like that. Peace.